Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for us today, and it's Kristen Sherry. And she is a career consultant, international speaker, trainer, and three-time author. She's the founder of Virtus Career Consulting and managing partner of UMAP LLC. And I'm excited to get into the UMAP part, which certifies aspiring coaches, career services, and HR professionals as UMAP coaches and UMAP workshop facilitators. So I first wanted to start this podcast off, like I do with every session, by saying, Kristen, thank you so much for being here with me here today.
Avery, I'm very excited to have this conversation with you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I do apologize if I stumble on my words a little bit. This is the first podcast I've done actually in my car. So I'm learning about the little bit mobile part of being a podcast host. But I want to get into the first question, if that's okay with you.
Let's go.
Awesome. Okay. So the first question is very general, and it really is pulling from who you are. And it's a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Why I believe I'm a social impactor. Well, I'm wired to be one. And so if I don't do that, my life is off kilter. I did a values assessment and realized that making a difference in people's lives was one of the most important things to me. And it really shed light on why I was unhappy in my entire previous career. That was the element that was missing. I didn't see how my efforts were changing people's lives.
Yeah, and we talked about this before the podcast, and that's the one part that we both have found in, you know, traditional business and how that works, that it's really that human part's missing, right? And that impact you can make just isn't there.
Yeah, I think sometimes in the corporate environment, you can start to feel like a very small cog in a very big machine. And so if you are the type of person that wants to make a difference, sometimes that environment is not the best for you because you don't see how your work is affecting change or improving that person's life or helping a person get over a problem that was really destroying a lot of areas of their life. And so I need that feedback loop. I need to see how what I'm doing is really mattering to people. That's important to me.
Yeah. And I want to challenge, you know, that idea that it's not important to everyone, just because I think it really is. It's just, we get so lost in the system, right? We get so lost in business and, you know, making money that we really do forget that at the end of the day, we all just want to be good human beings, honestly.
I do believe that everyone goes to work wanting to do a good job.
And I think you are doing that incredibly well with what you're doing with UMAP. And I want to pull a little bit of your insight and your journey on what that process was like and what led you to, you know, really make a system that when I see it on LinkedIn, when I see it online, it is really changing people's lives, which is nice to see.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I'm kind of like the accidental entrepreneur. So I knew that something was wrong with my own career. And I'm very action-oriented. I like to fix problems. I'm a pretty proactive person. And so I set about trying to kind of DIY and figure out what was wrong with me. Why was I not happy or fulfilled, really? It wasn't about happy. I was a happy person, but I wasn't fulfilled with my work. And I started to tinker around and try to answer those questions. And when I kind of figured out the puzzle with me, I did work with my mentor to help me do that. I had to share it. I had to share that with other people. And so I pivoted my own career. I was doing leadership coaching and executive coaching. And I really thought that that was my path, but I wasn't fulfilled with that either. And I realized that I wanted to help people who were at crossroads in their careers. They felt broken and battered and spit out by a company, or they felt like they were just really underwater and couldn't keep their head above water at work, or they couldn't find a job, 2 years of unemployment, and they were starting to worry they were going to drain their retirement and lose their house. I mean, really people who are in crisis and just not knowing their purpose in life. And going through life not knowing your purpose can feel very lost. You know, you feel very lost. And once I figured that out for myself, I created this process to help other people figure it out after putting myself through it. And then I started to test it on other people, and it was working. And people were saying things like, four recruiters told me I could never transition out of being a professor in a university to a corporate trainer. Or people told me I could never pivot from this to that. Or, you know what, just be happy with the six figures you're making. You need to be grateful for all that money you have. And they would feel selfish for wanting more than just a big paycheck. And it was working, and it was helping people see possibility. And then I thought, I need to help more people. I can't just help people who can afford a career coach. And that's why I not only had the career profile that I created to help people who go through coaching, but I wrote the book, UMAP, so that people could DIY their own career satisfaction. And I brought in some people to help me. So it takes you, it's really for more than job seekers. The first part of the book is all about discovering who am I? What are my differentiators? So entrepreneurs can use it to brand themselves. Really career changers, students. It's for anyone who wants more self-awareness. And then the book takes you further steps on how do I then package my brand? How do I write cover letters and LinkedIn profiles and resumes? And how do I interview in a way that's in alignment with who I am? So I end up in a role that really fits what I do best. It's that intersection between what I do best and what they need most. And people would push back on me and say, you're giving away your entire coaching program in a book. This is too generous. Like, you need to just pull it back a little bit so that people hire you. And I'm like, that's not what the book is for. The book is for people who will never hire a career coach because it's not economically feasible for them. This isn't about, oh, people will put their money where their priorities are. There are people who that priority would be, do I pay my rent or do I pay a career coach? And I don't want to put people in that situation. And so the book really is a guide. People will say, I feel like you're right next to me while I'm reading this book. I wrote it in a voice that I was coaching you. And I encourage the other people who contributed to write it in the same voice. So you actually feel like we're with you. Okay, now here's what you do next, and here's what you do next. We really tried to make it like you were being career coached, even though we weren't there.
And I think one of the most important parts is you pulled from your own lived experiences, right? This isn't something that you created afterwards. You're giving a roadmap for someone's future to be a little bit better, right? Or to live the way that they want. And that's always from your own lived experiences.
It's funny that you would use the word roadmap, because that's why I called it UMAP, because it is a map. It is a map. It is a GPS. It's a guide. And it's based on who you are. Because we tend to look out in the world and say, what's out there and where can I plug myself in?
Yeah.
And I say, no. Start with who you are and what fits me. It's a very subtle shift, but it makes all the difference. But yes, it's not, I didn't think about academically what would be helpful or what might I create for people. I actually was in the trenches in a career crossroads myself, and then got myself into this place where I love Monday. I love going to work. And that was never the case. I used to wake up on Monday morning and I would think, what day is it? And I'd orient myself to what day it was. And the minute I knew it was Monday, my whole disposition would change. My heart would sink down into my stomach. And I was tired of living that way. And so, yeah, I really put myself through the process. I drink my own Kool-Aid, and then I tested it on other people to see, will this work? Is this repeatable with other people? And I get messages on LinkedIn daily from people saying, I've read your book and I've instantly realized what my problem is. I know now I don't have to change jobs. Here are the three problems I have, and I can have conversations with my manager to affect change. So they spared themselves a complete job search. So that's the beauty of these four pillars of career satisfaction is it first helps you diagnose what's the actual problem. So I don't just jump from the pan into the fire and go to another job and have just a whole different set of problems.
I think that's a super unique opportunity and one that in the entrepreneurship world isn't talked about enough. You know, they talk about, you know, take the next big opportunity, but sometimes the place that you're at's okay. It might just be the structure or the fact that you haven't had that conversation. And I work for some incredible bosses, and I find that they're always willing to have those conversations once you start them, right? And they're happy to do it because they want you to be happy. But we get stuck in this system or this cyclical process of, you know, oh, my boss won't have those conversations. Well, have you given them the opportunity to, right?
I absolutely believe that. You never know. Just because they haven't demonstrated an interest in your career, maybe they didn't know how or how to broach those conversations. So if you broach the conversation and you bring the solutions to them, they might be more than willing to help. I mean, why wouldn't they? It's a win-win for everyone. If they leverage these things about you that are going to make you more impactful in the organization, it makes them look good as a manager and everyone wins.
Yeah, I love that. I really do. And you've kind of answered this part of the second question, but I like asking it anyways, because it's a super impactful question. And the question is, how are you then with everything you're doing with UMAP and everything you're doing with your business? How are you making a positive impact in your community?
So I volunteer in my community as well doing this. So I do this work as a volunteer as well as my career. I'm so passionate about it. I fill my life with it wherever I can. So I serve on the board of directors for Crossroads Career, which is a nonprofit that helps people figure out misemployed, underemployed, and underemployed people kind of figure out their calling in life. And so I also serve in the actual trenches too. And I do workshops and one-on-one coaching with job seekers who can't afford career coaches. And the way I would say I'm making an impact is, number one, I help people increase their confidence. And a lot of times people live in fear and they stay in the circumstances they're in because they don't see possibility. And so when I help people see the masterpiece that they are, the strengths that they have to offer the world, and these transferable skills that they have, they start to realize, I do have something of value to offer the world. So I feel like I am helping people see themselves for the first time. The number one phrase people use when they talk about the self-discovery is, this was eye-opening. I hear eye-opening more than anything else. So I always say it's hard to read the label when you're inside the jar. So I'm helping hold a mirror up and help people see who they are, maybe for the first time in their life. And I would say the second way that I'm making an impact is I'm now certifying coaches to bring UMAP further into the world. So we have UMAP coaches in the Middle East, in Canada, and the US. And I'm looking to move into Europe. And I mean, honestly, we're going to have UMAP coaches all over the whole world. So rather than trying to help one person at a time, I'm creating an army of ambassadors of self-awareness and knowing that you have so much to offer the world. And if you are working against your strengths and the skills you enjoy, you're really lessening your impact. Aligning who you are and what you do best really. And so there's this exponential effect, Avery, that not just helping people with their confidence, but once they are in the place they belong, they now have a greater impact. So now they are social impactors. So it's the exponential effect of this work is just sort of mind-blowing to me sometimes when I lay in bed at night and think about what we're doing.
And one of the most important things I think you just said that I've taken away is that when you empower someone, right, with your strengths and their strengths begin to come out, that amplifies the opportunity of impact immensely, right? You're completely right that if you have ambassadors around the world who are just as confident or just as aware and using their strengths as you are, anything's possible. You could make positive change globally, right? And that's the cool part about helping people along their process.
Yeah, what I want people to really know is that there's not something that's magical about me to be able to have an impact on the world stage. 5 years ago, I was literally driving back and forth to a middle manager job, sitting in my little office, writing reports and documentation and approving timesheets. And there's nothing wrong with this. I'm not minimizing people who are doing this. But I was not really impacting anyone. Maybe the people who directly reported to me enjoyed that I invested in them as a manager. So maybe I was impacting three people, right?
Yeah.
And then I discovered what my talents were and what I do best and what my values were and what I was passionate about. And I changed my life to align to it. And my life just kind of, I don't even know. It was this catalyst. And all of a sudden, I'm getting emails from people in India and Germany and Australia saying, I just want you to know that you changed my life. And I'm like, this is incredible. I mean, is this happening every day? I think I'm dreaming. I really, if you align to what you're really good at and passionate about, your greatness can't help but display itself. So it's, you will, your greatness is different than mine, and so is everyone listening. But when you align to it, it takes on a life of its own, and it takes you to levels. It levels up your life in a way that you just can't even imagine, and it looks different with each person.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, no, that is true. It's different with each person. And it's also different how it displays itself in business. And so I want to transition to the next question, because it's actually about the business part. And so the question is, do you believe this idea of impact, or this idea of social impact, let's say, do you believe it's an important part of business?
Absolutely. I mean, social responsibility, if we don't have social impact and care about our community, what are we even doing here? What is the point? I believe that the purpose of life is to give of our gifts to improve the lives of other people. That's really what I believe. And if you remove that from the equation and all we're doing is transactions with no human element, that is an empty vessel.
Yeah.
The purpose comes from the social impact.
Hmm. Wow. The purpose comes from the social impact. And so, kind of a side question for you then, when people aren't living out their purpose or aren't displaying their strengths, do you think that social impact can still happen?
Yes, but there's going to be an internal consequence to that person. So if you are working against your strengths, if you are working against your values, if you're working against what motivates you, you can be a high performer. I always was a high performer in my roles. And so I made an impact, but there was an emotional, spiritual, and physical cost to me. I would have headaches at the end of the day. So I had some form of impact. So for example, I improved a lot of processes. So new hire orientation was more smooth for those new hires coming in the door. I didn't see them or meet any of them, so I didn't see that impact. But I know that they had a better experience onboarding into our company. But again, because I was working outside my gifting and my purpose, I felt like I was dying inside. And so there's going to be a consequence of some sort when you're working outside your purpose.
Mm. That's impactful. That really is. Yeah, no, I've had that experience working outside of my value system and, you know, my purpose, and it's emotionally and spiritually draining. It really mm-hmm. is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the last question I have is a little bit about your advice. I want to pull from the insights and the knowledge and everything that you've been doing, the incredible work that you've accomplished. What's your advice for others to begin making their own impact?
So charity begins at home. You have to know, what am I good at and who do I care about? Who are the people that I want to impact with what I'm good at? So you want to start with you know, the how you prefer to work, and then who. Who can I help? Who am I passionate about? Is it children? Is it single mothers? Is it elderly people? Who do I care about? Who am I passionate about? And then what are the ways I can help them? And then you have to get plugged into, so if you are not an entrepreneur, for example, plug into other people who care about that and join a community so you feel supported and you feel common purpose. And that will, it doesn't matter how hot a single coal is. If a coal is left by itself, it will cool. But when you have hot coals put together, that creates a sustainable fire. So find those people, that your bone marrow people who care about the same things, and get plugged in there. That's how I started. I started by getting plugged into a network of people who help job seekers. I was not doing this for a living. And I thought to myself, this is it for me. And that's why I started doing it professionally. So you really want to plug in with a community for encouragement, for support and direction, so you're not creating the wheel by yourself.
Yeah, that's a hard one sometimes to really come to terms with, right? That you can't create the wheel by yourself. You have to have pegs in it that are the people, right? The community behind you.
That's right. And you may outgrow that community and create your own thing, and that's fine. I didn't outgrow the community, but I ended up doing my own thing. But I still created the support system through mentors. I've hired people to help me where I'm weak. I have a virtual assistant to help me do some of the administrative things that I'm not good at. So it helps me focus on my purpose and on the things that I'm very good at by getting other people to help me with the things that I'm not so good at. I've had to hire consultants, sometimes just for an hour, sometimes for a more ongoing engagement, for the elements of business that maybe I'm not so good at, like scaling and growth, and what are the things that I need to be thinking about as UMAP grows. So always be thinking about where your gaps are and who can support you. And that's not always hiring people. Sometimes you have people in your own family that can help you. My husband helps me with the technical aspects of my business, and I don't pay him for that.
and that's the best part, right? You can have this community where you really help each other. I'm a big believer that if you both can help each other out, pro bono is sometimes the best thing, right? Or just helping friends and family. That's what really creates cool and exciting opportunities sometimes.
Bartering is a great way to do things too. I've got friends who have skills and services that I need, and they might want a UMAP. So I've actually traded health and fitness coaching with Shar Auckland. She's really, really good at helping people understand their barriers to healthy lifestyles. And I did a UMAP for her so she could understand how she approached being a coach based on her UMAP. And so we traded services, and she got a lot out of her self-awareness. And I'm having a more active lifestyle using some creative strategies that she came up for me based on my UMAP. It was really a neat barter.
Yeah. I love bartering. I'm an avid believer in it. I wish there was more of it, and I wish we could do more with it, right? Cause it's people helping people.
And you know what? Dollar bills are arbitrary. What really matters is value.
Yeah.
So people shouldn't be offended by a barter request, because if there's value in what's being bartered, it doesn't matter that you didn't use dollars. You still exchanged value.
Mm. Yeah. And value is an underrated asset. It's not something that we measure quite so well.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm blown away by what you've done. You know, accidental entrepreneur or not, you are creating an authentic system. You're creating an opportunity to change people's lives, and you're really doing it through a lens of empathy that I find it. And I'm impressed by that. And I'm also humbled to even have this, share the space with you to talk about social impact. And I really just wanted to end on my part, the podcast, just by saying, you know, a big thank you. And really, everything that you're doing, it people see it, and people see the change that you're making.
Thank you so much. And if you think that you can't change the world, just remember, you're not doing it alone. Create ambassadors who believe in your mission, and they help you change the world.